الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I'm your host, Imam Hassan Ayamin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that Islamic studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or some way of taking notes or keeping notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic studies class, welcome back to class. And those who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic studies class. Today's topic will be injustice. And I think pretty much all of us understand or know what injustice means. And the Prophet Muhammad, so I'm going to give you the Islamic version of what it is. And by all means, please understand anything I talk about on any of my episodes, it is only the tip of the knowledge of Islam, or the knowledge of the particular topic. And the tip of the iceberg is, of course, you have the tip of the iceberg, which shows above the water, just a little bit of the ice. And then underneath the ice is mountains, large bricks, if you will, of ice underneath the water. So in other words, it's so much more to this particular topic, or any topic that I talk about, than what I am presenting. Today, again, we're talking about injustice. The Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him, he said to a man one time, he called me not as witness to injustice. I'll give you kind of the background story of this, is that a man was going to give his son a gift. And so the wife said, well, don't give the gift to him until you get the approval from the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him, for you to do this. And so the man, he grabbed his son by the hand, and he and his son went to the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, and he basically told him the story about what his wife said, and he gave him to give the gift to this individual child. So the Prophet asked him a simple question. He said, well, how many other children did you have? I think the man said 10, or he said other children that he have. And basically he said, well, are you giving them gifts too? And he said, well, no. I'm only really just giving gift to this one child. And so then the prophet said to the man, he said, call me not at witness to an injustice. And so we get from this is that the man was being not just, and just give it to the one child, and don't give it to the other children. And Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him, did not want to be witness to that. And so we should do the same thing as Muslims, and others really, is that we don't want to be witness to something that is unfair, or something that is not just. But Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, he said, you see a wrong taking place, you change it with your hand. If you're not able to do that, then you say something with your mouth. If you're unable to do that, at the very least, you hate it in your heart. So we see an injustice being done, someone not treating justly. Allah's, one of his names is Al-Adl, which means just. So we see that this taking place, then, of course, we don't want to witness this kind of thing. So we change it to the best of our ability. We'll put people in office in our various lands, that deserve to be there, not people that's going to be harsh on the people or hard on the people. These are not individual, male or female, that are one of those positions that are not going to be fair to all of the people and not just a segment of the population or the ones that look like them. And you all know exactly what I'm talking about. It's not, I'm not saying anything new to you. And so it's up to us to speak out against it and not to be for it. Someone's being oppressed, okay, then you say something against it. Try to change it with your hands, say something with your mouth, or at least hate it in your heart. I don't like this. Some people say they see something going on, they don't even, sometimes don't even hate it in their hearts. That's an injustice to the individual. That person needs help. One day you may be the person that's going to need the help that they need today, and tomorrow may be your turn, or later on that day may be your turn where you also going to need help from someone else, or someone treating you in an unjust manner. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, used to be part of a group, and Al-Fadul. And this group, they will be about being sure people get serve justice, or that they're treated in a just way. And one time a man, he came from out of town, he worked for another man, he didn't have anyone to back him up, a family or other members of his tribe to back him up in this town. And so he did some work, but he didn't get paid for the work that he did. He begged the man, he hollered at the top of his lungs to everyone, you know, help me with this situation. This man is wrong. Islamically, if a person works for you, you're supposed to pay them before the sweat dries on their brow or on their face or their forehead, whatever they're sweating. You're supposed to pay them their money that you owe to them. They did the work for you, and so you pay them. And so I'm saying this to you all, the man he went to, the Prophet Muhammad's group, And he complained to them, look, this is what happened. He told them the story. And so they, Prophet Muhammad, others, they went, and they went to the man and said, well, basically, the man, they want to certify. Did the man work for you? Yeah, he worked for me. Did you pay the man? No, I ain't pay him. And so things happened, and he ended up paying the man, because really he was oppressing the man. It was not just towards the individual. So let me move on, because we see it all the time. Sometimes we don't do anything about it, but we need to do something about it. And don't let injustice be unjust to other people in the world, and we don't say anything. Only way that the injustice is going to take place and grow is that the people who are about justice don't say anything. The people see wrong being done, and they allow it to be done. They don't say anything at all about it. They don't try to change it with their hands. They don't try to change it with their mouth or say something with their mouth. Or even at the very least, hate it in their heart. All right, it's not happening to me. I don't want to have anything to do with it. Or turn their head that they don't see it. That doesn't happen to a member of their family to themselves, and then they see it clearly. But after someone else, they don't want to have anything to do with it for fear. I don't know what the problem is, but they don't want to get involved. So let the injustice spread like cancer or whatever other kind of virus within the community and in the society. You have to say something against it. We have to stand up against it. There are more people feeling like you're feeling that no, this is wrong. You are wrong in this individual. So let me move on. Also, it was mentioned by the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. He said, whoever is killed defending himself against injustice, he is a martyr. He is a person that he's killing for, he's defending himself. Or he is killed because he himself was against injustice. So he was killed. So he was killed in a good way. We're all going to die. Each and every one of us, we're going to die. And this man or this woman, they saw something that was not just. They did something about it themselves or other, and they got killed in the process. And so Allah, he's the final judge. He decided the person, okay, you were just in what you're doing to defend yourself. So we're not treating you right or defending someone else. And you got killed for your action. Okay, then Allah may bless them to be martyrs and give them the reward of that a martyr receives. Let me meet you on my beautiful students. It's also mentioned that the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, told that when the Prophet went out of his house, he would make this dua or this supplication, basically raising his hands up, and he says, "In the name of Allah, I trust in Allah. Oh Allah, we seek refuge in you from some slipping or straying or causing injustice or suffering injustice or doing wrong or having wrong done to us." This is a dua he will make going out of the house. And this is a dua or supplication we all should make going out of the house. Again, let me read it to you one more time. And he would say, "In the name of Allah, Bismillah, in the name of Allah, I trust in Allah. Oh Allah, we seek refuge in you from slipping, from straying, from causing injustice, or suffering injustice, or doing wrong, or having wrong done to us." So this is the supplication that the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, that he would make to Allah, just going out of his house and going out into society and be amongst the people. And asking Allah, "Don't let me slip. Don't let me go astray. Don't let me cause injustice. Or don't let injustice, let me suffer any kind of injustice or doing any wrong or having wrong done to me." It's such a beautiful, beautiful statement that is mentioned here. A supplication that we all should try to do and make the habit of doing. And asking for the protection of Allah and seek refuge in Allah from slipping, from straying, from causing injustice, from suffering injustice, from doing wrong or having wrong done to us. There's also mentioned about Abdullah when the following verse was revealed. And this is from chapter 6, verse 83. So turn your Quran. You should have it with you. That's your main textbook for this class. So you go to chapter 6, verse 83. That's in Quran. No other book we're not using. We're using Quran. And it says, "It is those who believe and confuse not their belief with wrong or worshiping others besides Allah." The companions of the Allah's apostle or Allah's messenger, may peace be upon him, he asked, "Who is among us who had not done injustice or wrong?" Allah revealed, this is going to be in another chapter 31, verse 33. Again, chapter 31, verse 33. And this is what the law responds or what he revealed to them when they asked the question, "Who among us who have not done injustice?" No doubt, joining others in worship with Allah is a great injustice, wrong indeed. Allah forgives everything. Kulishay, he forgives everything that one does, seeking Allah's forgiveness, except for shirk, associating, partnering with Allah, joining others in worship with Allah. This is a great injustice, and this is a great wrong that people do. They make with their hands statues and that they worship, stones that they worship, and make out of stones, they make statues out of the stones. So they try all kind of things that they create their hand, and they worship these things. You have some people that even worship propane tanks. It's like all kinds of things that propane tanks are used by people for on outside grills. Sometimes people may cook with it at home. They might warm their house up. It's like all kinds of ways that you can use these propane tanks for. And so some people, I don't know if it's true or not, but they start to worship these tanks, or they worship animals. It's just these are the things that either Allah created or man created, but they worship. Instead of worshiping Allah who created all that we see and all that we don't see. I want to mention something else to you all pertaining to injustice. It was mentioned by or narrated by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, as one of the Prophet's companions. He said, Allah's Messenger, may peace and blessing upon him, said, when a believer passes safely over the bridge, crossing hell, they will be stopped at the bridge in between hell and paradise. Because we as Muslims, we believe in hell, the existence of hell, and the existence of paradise. And these are one or two places that we will go to in the next life once we die. Either we go into paradise or we go into the hellfire. Let me continue. Where they will retaliate upon each other for the injustices done among them in the world. And when they get purified of all sins, they will be admitted into paradise. By him in whose hand is the life of Muhammad, is everybody will be recognized, recognizes their dwelling in paradise better than he recognized his dwelling in this world. Let me explain this a little bit more for you. And that is that we, all of us, we will be in the next life, if you will. Or we will be go before our Lord. And before we cross the bridge or whatever between hell and paradise, we're gonna sort of look to our right or left, and there's gonna be a group of people standing there. And you probably know some of those people, or you may not know those people. You may have a mountain of, I said it to you before, a mountain high of good deeds. You know pretty much, or you feel pretty much, man, I'm going to paradise. No way I'm not going to paradise with all these good deeds I've done. But then, these people in this line, you've done all these bad things, or dishonored these people in some way. So on this day, they're going to, in order for, you're going to pay them back for whatever wrong you've done to them, or any kind of way that you dishonored these individuals. So how do you pay them back? You can't work for them. You can't give them money. You can't let them use your credit card or anything like that. The only thing you have that's worth anything will be your deeds that on that mountain. And so each individual would take from that your mountain of good deeds. Each person would take from it until they satisfy whatever wrong you've done to them. And you probably thought you got away with it in this world, but you didn't. Or maybe you forgot about it. I don't know. Allah knows best. But you have to pay these people back. And so what happens is that each person will take from it until they're satisfied. And then you say you run out of your sky high or your mountain of good deeds because so many people took from it, but you still have this long line of people waiting to get paid. And so what happens at that point, you have nothing to give. Only thing you can do at that point is take. And so, what your thing you're going to take from them will be their bad deeds. Each individual will give you their bad deeds until you're squared up, until they're squared away, until they're satisfied. And then you go from having a mountain of good deeds to having a mountain of bad deeds. And then at that point, instead of on your way to paradise, you're on your way to the hellfire. So this is basic. I was giving you an example of basically what this particular saying from Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is referring to, or a good example of what is talking about here. I'm going to read it again. Now that I kind of gave you a better picture of it, I'm going to read this particular saying of the Prophet Muhammad, that peace and blessings be upon him. I'm going to read it to you again, because may you have a more in-depth understanding because of what I just said to you, the example I just gave. Allah's Messenger, may peace be upon him, said, when the believers pass safely over the bridge across hell, they will be stopped at the bridge, in between hell and paradise, where they will retaliate upon each other for injustices done among them in the world. And when they get purified of their sins, they will be admitted into paradise. So my students, you understand that part. And then when you get into paradise, you recognize your place in paradise. Like you recognize your home that you go to. All of us that have a home to go to, a lot of blessed homes to go to, living with someone else, not living or living on in our own home, we pretty much recognize it. So he mentioned his last part of this hadith, saying the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and he said that everyone will recognize his dwelling in paradise better than he recognizes his dwelling in this world. But we all will recognize our place in paradise, our house in paradise. And I talked to you before about how houses look in paradise. This is to give you an example, is that it will be 60 miles high and 60 miles wide, and be made of pearl, cut out from pearl. And so, but I would know that's my house, and you would know that's your house, and we might even be neighbors. And this beautiful palaces, houses that we're going to live in will be nothing like the ones that we live in now. We will not pay any rent or pay any mortgage or anything like that. It's already paid off, because the good deeds that we do in this world will take the place of us paying for that house in the next world. That's what we do now. We save up. We do the best deeds, satisfy Allah, make sure Allah is happy with us, hate what Allah hates, love what Allah loves, be generous to other people, give charity to other people. Even a smile is a form of charity. Helping a person with their burden or directing them, person that is lost, form of charity. Person got a bunch of bags, you help them to unload or load their luggage or their bags. All these are forms of charity. And so these good deeds pile up on you. Hopefully no one to take from it. And then you get to paradise, this beautiful place that I mentioned to you before. Listen to one of my old episodes where I talk about some of the things that are in paradise. Again, not complete of what happens in paradise, but it gives you some idea of what happens in paradise. Because Allah, He lays everything out for us. Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. The Islam, it's like it has everything from A to Z. When it comes to here and now, from the time that you're born to the time you die and to what's going to happen to us after death. All that is covered, and I don't think there's too many other faiths, I miss you, but I'm just talking about Islam now. It covers from birth. When a person has sex with his wife, and he said Bismillah, and those kind of things he said when he entered to his wife, and then when the child is born, and then he says in one ear, the Adhan, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, the Adhan is what you hear at the beginning of my show, or he whispered in the other ear, the Ikama, and that's basically the call to prayer. Okay, the Adhan, you call the people to prayer, and then the Yakama, okay, it's time for the prayer. And so we whisper one in the right ear of the child, and we whisper one in the left ear of the child. Then the person lives, and then the person die, and then we wrap him or her up, and we pray for that individual, and then they go into the ground. All these things are explained to us in Islam. Each and everything you can think of is explained. You can believe it or not, that's up to you. But we as Muslims, we believe in it. We believe what the Prophet said. We believe what the Quran said. And I always advise my students and also Muslims that I teach and talk to is that, and this is from me, and that we do as much as Quran that we can, and we believe in the rest. And that helps a lot. And of course, we follow the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing be upon him. Because people might say, well, I only follow the Quran and that's it. That's not enough. I don't follow the Prophet Muhammad at all. That's not enough. Because Prophet Muhammad, he is the one that brought the Quran. If you're going to follow him, then you're going to follow what he brought. And he brought the Quran, the words from Allah. He didn't write the book. The angel Gabriel came to him. Angel Gabriel, or Gabriel, as some people call him, came and revealed the book to Prophet Muhammad. May peace and blessings be upon him. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. You know, read the name of your Lord who created you to the end. And this is it. And then the whole Quran was revealed. And then he brought the Quran to Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and he taught us the Quran. And this is all kalamullah, words of Allah. But I'm starting to get into another area, and that's not what I'm talking about here, because I'm talking about injustice. So let me get back. So also, it was mentioned a very beautiful thing that Allah messed with peace be upon him. He said he was talking about the chiefs, those in charge. This is very, very important. The offer of a chief is necessary, for people must have chiefs, but the chiefs will go to hell. Let me explain that to you. What is meant by that is this. And it says, we talk about the mean that those who are unjust, or those that are warning against the temptations of injustice arising from their office. So this is just basically saying to the chiefs, to our leaders, don't be unjust. Don't be that kind of person. Don't do injustice to the people that you're supposed to be leading, because you may end up being a person to go to hell because you are an unjust person. And we have to, and they warning the person who is the chief against the temptation of being injustice arising from their office. And so I want to mention a few things for my beautiful students. And this beautiful, it's long, but it's a beautiful, beautiful supplication that Allah says. He says, "Oh my servant," this is what Allah is saying, "Oh my servant, I have prohibited myself injustice and have made oppression unlawful for you. So do not oppress on one another. Oh my servants, or my slaves, all of you are liable to err except the one whom I guide on the right path. So seek guidance from me so that I will guide you to the right path. Oh my slaves, all of you are hungry except the one who I feed. So ask food from me. I will feed you. Oh my slaves, all of you are naked, except those whom I clothe, so ask clothing of me, and I shall clothe you. Oh my slaves, you commit sins night and day, and I forgive all sins, so seek my forgiveness, and I shall forgive you. Oh my slaves, you can neither do me any harm, nor can you do me any good. Oh my slaves, were you the first of you and the last of you, the human of you, the jinn of you?" Those are jinns that Allah created, but we can't see. A creation that we cannot see. "You to be as pious as the most pious heart of any man, any man of you. That would not increase my domain at all or anything. Oh my slave, were the first of you and the last of you, the human of you and the jinn of you, be as wicked as the most wicked human of any man of you, that would not decrease my dominion in a thing. Oh my slaves, were the first of you and the last of you, the human of you and the jinn of you, to stand in one place and make the request of me, and I to give anyone what he requested, that would not decrease what I have any more than a needle decrease the sea if you put into it. Oh my slaves, it is but your deeds that I reckon for you and then recompense you for. So let him who finds good, meaning hereafter, praise Allah, and let him who finds other than that blame no one but himself. like I said, it's kind of long, but in it, it says Allah, where he mentioned that he forbid justice on himself, or injustice on himself, or prohibited injustice for himself. And then you can always read or listen to this episode for yourself, and it's very, very clear, very, very excellent. It doesn't matter who we are. We can't take anything from Allah, and Allah give us all. And so I think at this point I will stop, my beautiful students, and remind you that please, you always go to Why Islam to find more about Islam. You go to International Online University to learn more about Islam, or American Open University to learn more about Islam. Or if you have very basic information you want to know about Islam, you can always go to EmbraceRevert.org. Again, EmbraceRevert.org. That's EmbraceRevert.org. And that's, again, EmbraceRevert.org. You find all the basic information about Islam. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.